Now, we're learning more about the upcoming federal budget, which will be handed down in May. As expected, cost of living will be a big focus. The Treasurer Jim Chalmers and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have been spruiking power bill relief. And as you would know, one of Labor's key election pledges was to bring down household power bills by $275 a year by 2025. But it looks like that is set to be rebranded as part of the budget. According to the Financial Review, up to $3 billion in promised power price relief will be included as a cost of living centrepiece. So there's going to be payments, which will be part of a meaningful and substantial package, we're told, to subsidise low-income households to move away from gas. Yeah, but the problem is, you weren't promising at the last election to give handouts. You were promising to bring the power prices down. If you don't bring the power prices down as you promised, we are forever going to be handing out money to people. These subsidies were a demand from the Greens in return for their support for price caps on gas and coal. So much for the PM not doing deals with the Greens.
I won't be negotiating or doing deals with the Greens after the election.
That's what Albo told us. Well, he's doing deals. The $3 billion worth of power bill discounts will be co-funded by the states and the Commonwealth. It will be discussed at National Cabinet today. But nothing will be finalised. The Prime Minister says the discounts will be administered by state governments in the form of reduced energy bills. And savings will vary from state to state. Well, that's all well and good, but you can't run away from that original promise. And the worry is when they're talking about rebranding the promise, no, you can't say, look, I'm just going to change what that promise was. Once you've promised something, you've got to keep it.